What a relief to find hope when we're up against very hard circumstances.
We'll talk about this and more. Family, let's get ready. Let's pray.
Hello and welcome to Let's Pray, the place where you don't have to pray alone. We're so glad to be with you again. Friends, the phone lines are open now and we are taking your calls live. 877-7-LETS-PRAY is the number to call to share your prayer request.
That's right. And family, if this is your first time, like it is for Stacy, who I was just talking back on Facebook Live earlier, if this is your first time joining us, we are an interactive global community of prayer. We take live calls, connect through social media, voicemail, text. Hey, however we can get a hold of you, that's what we're trying to do. And so we are taking your requests live now, 877-7-LETS-PRAY, and the phone lines are open. We can't wait to speak with you.
That is right. Friends, we're continuing our series for this season of Let's Pray, season 12, with the prayers of the righteous. And today we'll take a look at King Hezekiah. But before we get into our topic and your calls, let's pray. Mario.
Let's pray. Father, thank you so much just for this wonderful community. Thank you so much for your word that just brings us alive, God. It gives us life when we speak it, when we read it, when we pray it. And so, Lord, we just ask that that would happen tonight, that your presence would saturate the airwaves. And as we are interacting around the world as a community, Lord, that you would do something special as we discuss Hezekiah's prayer and how it relates to us. So we look forward to what you're going to do, God, and thank you so much for yet another opportunity to come together in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Mario, thank you. Always appreciate your opening prayer. It's good to start the program with prayer. That's what we're here for.
Amen. Right?
So I just wanted to check with you. How you doing this week? You were just on a Facebook Live kind of talking to the community right before the program, which is always fun. You were mentioning why you're not in the studio. What's going on?
Right. No, listen, friends and family, I don't have COVID.
Jesus.
But no, listen, we have the next 3 weeks or so are very crucial weeks for myself and my family. And by God's grace, we are going to be able to close on a house soon. I wanted to tell you guys earlier, but you know, sometimes you just got to hold fast until God gives you the green light. So we're closing on a house tomorrow. We just have so much going on. So the next 3 weeks, you'll see my face in this form, hopefully with a better background. We're packing things up. If I turned my camera, you'd see a big mess. But we're here, and I'm here with you. So we're just super excited about what God is doing for our family. And of course, you will have the wonderful Miss Season in the studio with you as well as we go through these next couple weeks.
Praise God.
Yeah.
Praise God.
How are you?
We're rooting for you guys to have the perseverance for this. We know that the Lord's with you, but moving and packing a house and having a four-year-old and a dog, and my goodness.
Yeah.
It's no joke. But God's got you guys. You know, my week's going well. It feels, and I almost hate to say it, but somewhat standard. But at this point, it's a different kind of standard. So working, getting the jobs done. My husband is doing his job. Our son is learning and growing and doing well. I think it's just kind of every day. I'm learning some things about myself and friendship, and it's just good stuff. Jesus has us on a learning curve, and so we're thankful for that.
Good. Well, I'm glad you guys are doing well. And standard is not a bad thing at this point in our crazy world. And so to have something go standard, I praise God for it for you guys.
Absolutely. And speaking of praising God, listen, friends, we want to dive into the Word of God that if you've had a chance to look at it ever in your life, I'm hoping that you're as grateful for it as we are. The Word of God is where the truth is. We're going to be looking at this portion of King Hezekiah's prayer. So 2 Kings chapter 20, verses 1 through 7. I'll read the full prayer first, and then we're going to focus on verses 1 and 2 today. So it says, starting in verse 1, "In those days Hezekiah became ill and was at the point of death. The prophet Isaiah, son of Amos, went to him and said, 'This is what the Lord says. Put your house in order, because you're going to die. You will not recover.' Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and prayed to the Lord, 'Remember, Lord, how I have walked before you faithfully with wholehearted devotion and have done what is good in your eyes.' And Hezekiah wept bitterly." Wow. Verse 4, "Before Isaiah had left the middle court, the word of the Lord came to him, 'Go back and tell Hezekiah, the ruler of my people, this is what the Lord, the God of your father David, says. I've heard your prayer and I've seen your tears. I will heal you. On the third day from now, you'll go up to the temple of the Lord.' Verse 6, 'I will add 15 years to your life, and I'll deliver you and this city from the hand of the king of Assyria. I will defend this city for my sake and for the sake of my servant David.' Verse 7, 'Then Isaiah said, prepare a poultice of figs.' They did so and applied it to the boil, and he recovered. Praise the Lord God Almighty." So Jesus knows how to intervene. So we're looking at these two verses. In those days, Hezekiah became ill and was at the point of death. The prophet Isaiah, son of Amos, went to him and said, "This is what the Lord says. Put your house in order, because you're going to die. You will not recover." Verse 2, Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and prayed to the Lord. And Mario has titled this episode today, "Facing the Wall."
Oh man, Season, I just wanted to clap. I don't know. It's been a while since I've been in church. I just wanted to stand up and shout reading those texts there and what God has prepared for us today. Listen, family, Hezekiah receives a word from the Lord. In fact, he has a fatal condition, whatever it is. And it says that he was terminally ill. And not only that, but when he heard from the prophet, the word of the Lord also said that he was going to die. But we find Hezekiah doing something that I think we really want to point out today. It says that in verse 2, he turned and he faced the wall and he prayed to the Lord. And I just got to take a moment. I know this is a program about prayer, but can we preach a little bit, Season? You know, I just got to talk about this facing the wall. And someone in Jamaica, someone in the United States, someone in parts of Africa, someone tonight is facing the wall, the prognosis for your recovery, the prognosis for your financial stability. The prognosis is grim. You've checked the bank account and there's more bills than there is money. You've gone to the doctor and stage 3 has turned into stage 4. Somebody right now is facing the wall. Maybe your marriage is facing the wall. Maybe your children has you facing the wall because of something that has taken place in their lives that you don't necessarily approve of, or that you feel God, that they need prayer for. Whatever the case is, you are facing the wall and your back is up against the wall, kind of like Hezekiah, and you don't know what to do. This is the time where we can come together. 877-7, let's pray. No matter what your circumstance is, my question to you tonight, will you allow God to have the final say in your circumstance? We can come together and seek his face. We might as well give him a try. Our back or our faces are up against the wall anyway, but we see Hezekiah turning to prayer to the Lord when he gets his fatal prognosis. Seasons, so much to unpack in that scripture.
It really is so powerful, and not that I'm a high-level theologian, but I just get the sense in that moment when he turns to the wall, this is something that our community throughout this time frame might be able to relate to. There's a sense maybe of some sourness, some heartache, maybe a little bit of withdrawing to himself, and there's really nowhere to go but that wall and our Jesus, our God Almighty, the Father Yahweh, in that time, because where else can we go with a diagnosis like that, with a word from a prophet during that time like that? But you know, he still took it to his Father. He didn't take it as the final say. He still petitioned the Lord. He didn't have to come to him with a perfect attitude, but he came in reverence and in petition to the God of heaven, and the Lord heard his prayer. And so, friends, please know that our Jesus hears us when we pray.
That's right.
That he is in the midst, that he is working on our behalves in the mighty name of Jesus. And Mario, thank you so much for this portion of scripture that you've selected. I've been excited to get to this episode tonight. I really feel like there is a word of love and mercy and salvation and grace and a knowledge that our Jesus, he hears us, and he is where we can go in the hardest of times, like you said, when we're up against the wall in the various forms. And so we're just praising Jesus that he's here and he hears us and he moves on our behalf. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Friends, we're going to go to our phone lines. Speaking of praying and having a Jesus who hears us, we're going to New Jersey. Our friend Kenneth in New Jersey, welcome to Let's Pray. How can we pray for you today?
Actually, it's Georgia.
I apologize?
No, it's Georgia. I feel this was Georgia.
Okay.
Well, my prayer tonight is just for the pandemic. I'm a teacher in public school.
Yes, sir.
In Georgia. And just asking God to protect all the teachers, support the staff, and our students most of all, because we have a lot of parents that are really scared because they don't know, because it's unknown. So I'm just asking God just to touch us with grace and mercy. And bless this whole entire global world, because right now we don't know. The only thing we can do is just keep our knees bent in the prayer in our hearts. So I just ask for prayer over my students, because I'm going to take some oil tomorrow in all my classrooms.
Praise God. I like that idea. Jordan, thank you so much, first and foremost, for the fact that you are teaching, that you're willing to continue to push forward on behalf of your community and the children in your community. And yes, it would be our honor to cover you guys in the mighty name of Jesus. I know that I'm not alone. I've seen it. I've heard it. I've been speaking with other people. You guys are on our hearts, as well as the children and the parents who are trying to navigate this very difficult time. And
Amen.
So please know that we're with you, and that we sure do appreciate you all. And that we're going to be praying for the world at large, like you asked, because our Jesus is big enough. Amen?
Amen.
Amen, sir.
That. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Give us a call back. We'd love to continue to hear about how things are going and maybe even how Jesus is moving.
Amen.
Amen.
Will do. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir. Talk to you soon, hopefully. All right.
All right. We're going to our good friend and brother, Wilbert, calling from Texas. Brother Wilbert, how are you? How can we pray or praise with you?
Fine. I want to pray for David, a guy that I was working for today. He's an elderly guy. He's kind of got too hot, and makes a little sick a little. But anyway, he prayed that the Lord would heal him, and just want to pray that the Lord would just help us all to stay connected with him and just be like him in character, and just pray that he would just continue this to just be with everyone in this world, and watch over everyone and his kids in school, and protect them from the harm's way in this pandemic.
Thank you, Brother Wilbur. We will certainly pray for those individuals and those circumstances, as well as your coworker David today. Hopefully you'll see him and let him know he's being prayed for. If you can, but we will certainly lift him up today. Always good to hear from you, brother. Take care.
Okay. You too. Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
All right. All right. Next, we're going to our friend Janine in North Carolina. Janine, welcome back to Let's Pray. How can we pray for you today?
Thank you. Thanks, I got a message from my friend Sylvia.
Okay.
So I will read it. Thank you for your prayers for me. I'm feeling better today, but have to see my heart doctor tomorrow.
Okay.
I'm going to get another heart procedure because of my AFib came back. It will be at Mission Hospital on the 30th of this month. I need your prayers and then.
Excellent. Okay, excellent in the way that I'm grateful that we got this update for Sylvia. So Let's Pray community, in the past, we've asked you to do this before, so this is probably no surprise to you. Sylvia has a procedure on her heart on the 30th of this month, so September 30th. If you guys wouldn't mind, set that in your calendar, in your prayer journal. We'll continue to pray for her throughout this time, and especially on and just before the 30th. For a successful procedure in the name of Jesus. Miss Janine, I'm sure that she is grateful, as she said, for your prayers and for your diligence on her behalf. There's a comfort in knowing that people are praying for you. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Miss Janine, much.
And I wanted to say to Mario, I'm praying for a good vibes for tomorrow.
Amen.
Thank you so much. Yes. Thank you so much.
Yeah, and good luck.
Amen.
Thank you.
It's kind of fun. A new house, a new you, right?
Hey. Yes.
It's good to move forward. Amen. So, friends, I do have a couple of prayer requests. If you could indulge me for just a moment, would love it if you could add these to your prayer list as well and join us. A friend of mine, Michelle, reached out to me today. She said her nephew, James, last night had 8 seizures. So that is a definite amount of struggle. Unfortunately, he has ended up in a coma in the hospital. And so we are praying for them. His name is James. So if you could please lift up James right now. He is not conscious, but we believe that the Lord can still work a miracle even when someone isn't necessarily aware of it, especially when, because sometimes we would just get in the way. Amen. We want to continue to pray for baby Camille. If you have not heard about baby Camille, she's had quite a few struggles. She's a very small, very young infant. We are praying for her and her 4 siblings and their mom, Jaleen, and their father, Tom. We are going to be hearing an update from them very soon. So tune in next week. We'll hear from them. And then baby Imogen. Baby Imogen is a friend of ours. We've been praying for her for a long time, and the Lord has continued to sustain her, and we are grateful. Her father is a chaplain in Australia. It's Brad and Christy, and we're just so grateful to be able to continue to pray for Imogen. She has some imaging that's going to be done tomorrow, which with Australia time, that might be pretty soon. Forgive me. But we would like to cover Imogen in prayer, first and foremost, that the cancer would shrink and be gone in the name of Jesus, and that they would be able to figure out what's going on with the fluid she seems to be retaining on her abdomen. There's been a reduction, but they're still a little confused as to what. So she's got a couple things going on, but the Lord has been sustaining her and her family, and we're so grateful to our Jesus because of his Lamentations. Mario, help me out. Because of his mercies.
Great mercies.
Great mercies. We are not consumed.
That's right.
It's a verse that Chaplain Brad posts each time he posts on behalf of his daughter Imogen. Friends, the post is up on our Let's Pray Live Facebook page at Let's Pray Live. You can take a look there, get more details. I have a special happy birthday. Tomorrow is my stepmother-in-law's birthday. Ruth, we love you. We're so excited for your birthday, and thank you for loving us the way you do, and we're just so grateful that you're in our life. So please know that we love you, and happy birthday. One more, guys. One more. I have a friend. I'm not going to say her name, but I'll call her Lolo so that you guys can write something down. My friend Lolo is going through some very difficult times. She and her family are waiting on some of the promises that the Father has given them in their lives. There are some living conditions that are really tough and really frustrating, and she's reaching out for help, and it just doesn't seem to be happening, and she's feeling a little forgotten by the Lord. Although she knows that our God is good and huge and powerful, but she's still in the midst of it. But she said to me, you know, I was in my feelings a bit today, but you know what? Now I'm ready to fight. And I just praise God for that fortitude and that perseverance, and for the fact that it's okay to have the feelings that we have, that Jesus is there for all of that. So would you please lift up my friend Lolo, that the Lord would continue to sustain them, encourage them, and increase and improve their surroundings in the mighty name of Jesus. So if we could stop and pray, Mario, because that's quite a few requests, and then we'll jump back to our phone lines if that's okay.
That's cool. I'm going to go ahead and let you pray first, Season. I know you've got quite the list there.
I've got my list. I do. Thank you so much. All right, family, let's pray together. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I just want to take a brief moment with you, Lord. Help me to pray, Father, Lord, on behalf of these people that are so dear to us, but even more so to you, Heavenly Father. First and foremost, Father, on behalf of our friend who is the teacher, and on behalf of Janine and Sylvia and Michelle and James and Lolo, Camille, Imogen, and Ruth, Lord, we ask for your peace, for your protection and your covering, Lord, for intervention on their behalves in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we pray that you would minister to them in the individual needs and desires that they have right now, Heavenly Father. Lord, please cover the teachers and the parents and the children during this time. We praise you that those who are able to be somewhat social, Lord, we're grateful for that on behalf of the children. Lord, the stresses, the anxiety, they call it re-entry anxiety, Jesus, the frustrations of restrictions, the new adjustments and schedules, the parents that are logging their children in and living victoriously in those small victories, Heavenly Father. Lord, we praise you for that, but it is something new and something different, and it's so, so important. So we thank you that you are providing a way where in some ways it seems like there is no way, that you are continuing to educate our children, Lord, that you are making this a possibility right now, Lord. We thank you for the fact that these children are not just sitting without school as far as it is, as much as we can help it, Jesus. Protect them from sickness, protect them, Lord, and surround them and give them peace in the name of Jesus. And also for Sylvia, Lord, she's expressing her gratitude for prayer, Lord. And I just pray that you would bless this community, knowing that their words to you, Jesus, and through you are having an impact in other people's lives. And we thank you for that, Lord, and only by your power, Lord, not by our words or anything we can string together of our own strength, Jesus, but only in you. Thank you for letting us participate. Thank you for letting us come together, Lord, and just get a glimpse of what you're doing in the lives of other people, Father. It's an honor and a privilege. And please be with Sylvia, Lord. Guard and protect her. Keep her safe until her procedure, Lord, and bring her all the way through in the name of Jesus. And for Michelle and James in the coma, Lord, we pray that you would minister to his body and heal him while he's in that coma. Whatever's causing these seizures, Lord, we pray that you would give wisdom and insight to the doctors and nurses, Father, that you would bring him through this as well. And Lord, for Camille and Imogen, we continue to lift these tiny, beautiful babies to you, Jesus. And Lord, I want to add a special prayer for the children of the families represented in this broadcast. As many children as there are different scenarios, Jesus, and needs and desires and hopes, Father, and fears. And so we just ask that you would cover them as well and minister to them in the name of Jesus and bring fullness of life to them. And Father, for Ruth, we praise you for her birth, for her life, for the love and the parts of her, Jesus, that so clearly reflect your character. And we praise you for that. And for my friend Lolo, Heavenly Father, you already know, you are already moving. And so, Father, I just want to speak faith and hope and love and life and something new in their lives in the name of Jesus. Bind them together in your love and give them the perseverance they need, Lord. And thank you for the fight that you've put back in her. And I thank you for all of these things in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen, Lord. We just want to lift up our brother Wilbert. He has always so unselfishly just states prayer requests for others, Lord. But we just pray that you would bless him as well, that you would continue to provide the things that he needs and even some of the desires of his heart, Lord. But we ask that you lift up David, who is his co-worker, who seemed to be a little under the weather today. Lord, we just want to ask that you put your hand of mercy around him, Lord, and that he would feel your presence and that you would heal him, and that he would be drawn to you, whether by the character of Wilbert or by something personal that you do in his life. And then, Lord, always we want to lift up the parents and family members and those who around the world are dealing with this global pandemic and everything that it brings and the trickle effect that it has on our pockets, on our bodies, our health, and our family members. Lord, we just pray that you would remember us and see us, and that we would hear from heaven in the ways that we need. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you so much. Friends, we're going to go straight back to our phone lines. We've got quite a few calls coming in right now. We're grateful for that. Yes. Catherine in Florida, welcome to Let's Pray. Are we praising God, or are we praying, or both?
For both.
All right.
Hello, Susan and Maria.
Hello, hello.
Okay. My husband, I'm asking for prayer for my husband.
Yes, ma'am.
He's been sick for 6 weeks now, and the doctors cannot find anything wrong.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds like it's good news, but it must be frustrating because he's not feeling well and they're telling him that they can't find anything.
Yes.
Would he mind if we had just his first name?
Yes. Zaitus.
Zaitus?
Yes.
All right.
Z-I-T-U-S.
Oh, that's very simple. Mm-hmm. Zaitus. I like it. That's a good, strong name. Praise God for that. Mm-hmm. So please let Zaitus know that we are going to be covering him in the name of Jesus. And we're hoping that the doctors can tell him something, or that Jesus would just wipe it away. But 6 weeks.
Yes.
That's a long time. How are you holding up?
I am okay by the grace of God. I'm doing okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay by the grace of God. No complaints, even though you could. You're not going to. Amen.
No. In everything, give thanks.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that good word.
Yes.
All right, Miss Catherine, we're glad to hear your voice. We are honored to be able to pray for your husband and for you, and we hope to hear back from you soon with a good report.
Thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, we're going to go to Miss Mabel in Louisiana. Miss Mabel, your name and where you're from just kind of feels like home to me. I have a cousin named Mabel who lives in Louisiana. So I just wanted to welcome you to Let's Pray and ask you how we could pray or praise with you today.
Well, I went to the doctor today. They had told me a while back I had a scan done, and they said I had an aneurysm. And so I said, they said I needed to see a surgeon. Well, today, first of all, this morning I couldn't sleep very good. So I prayed and I asked the Lord to wake me up at 4:30. And my phone rang at 4:30. And no one was on the line. So I figured, well, that was the Lord calling me to tell me to get up so I could get ready. So I did. I went to the doctor and they told me they did a ultrasound all over my body. And they found out I had 2 or 3 aneurysms, but they weren't bad enough to operate on. And I just made 85 yesterday. My birthday was September the 8th, so I made 85, and he said, at your age, you don't need surgery anyway.
Wow.
So I am very happy about it. I've talked with y'all a lot, you know, on the TV. I had cancer, and I got a Parkinson's disease and all that kind of stuff, but I'm still hanging out, trying to do the Lord's work. I'm trying to get my Bible and stuff, you know, so I just wanted to praise the Lord.
Wow.
You through a lot of stuff.
Yes, ma'am. I mean, and you have so much that you could use prayer for, but you're choosing to praise God in this moment. And I just pray that he would honor that spirit about you. And you're such an inspiration watching and hearing how God is bringing you through all of this. And at the ripe young age of 85, we just give God glory today with you, for you, on your behalf, that he will continue to do this work in you as he gives you the life and the breath. And so we're going to lift you up with those aneurysms, that they will not grow, that they won't turn to anything else that may need surgery, and that the Lord would just continue to have his hand of healing and sustenance on you. Thank you so much, Miss Mabel, for keeping us up with what's going on with you. God bless you.
Y'all for the work, and y'all stay healthy. Try to stay away from that virus, because I have a friend. Her name is Betty that needs prayer for. Her husband just died from it, and she has it too.
Okay. Wow. Wow, Betty. We will certainly lift her up during this time. What a tragedy to hear that she's lost her husband to this virus. So sorry to hear that. Please give her our regards if you feel led to that. Let her know that she has a global community praying for her during this time, okay?
Okay, and pray for my family. I have grandsons and daughter and granddaughters and husband. I mean, not a husband, but my husband's dead, but my daughter, and she's not of the faith they were, but then they turned around and went to another church. So pray for them that they'll come back to the old.
All right. Well, we will certainly lift them up. And thank you so much once again for calling, Miss Mabel.
Okay. Thank y'all. And be safe.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.
Amen. Amen. So many concerns are heavy on our hearts today. Amen. So, friends, I would like to go to Mary in Ohio. Mary, welcome to Let's Pray. How can we pray for you?
Oh, thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm pretty nervous, and I hope I state this right.
You know, you're doing great so far. Just tell me how I can pray for you, and we'll be good.
Well, this concerns my brother. He's a retired police officer in a suburb of Columbus, Ohio. He's in Riverside Hospital. He came down with COVID. He was critical, very critical, and they were possibly going to discuss what the next step would be.
Okay.
He made a turnaround, which is slight.
Yes.
And I know that God had his hand on Dan.
Amen. His name's Dan.
And
praise Jesus.
He's been through, you won't believe all the horrible stuff that this disease does to a body. Mm. He had plasma. I can't even describe it all. It's just
so many layers, right, Miss Mary? So many
yes.
layers of things that are going on with a person who's dealing with this virus.
Yes. Well, I'll tell you what. You don't have to be weak to get it. My brother won the state of Ohio Peace Officers Weightlifting Championship 1 year.
He's healthy.
He went to Las Vegas.
Yes, ma'am.
He had to give up weightlifting because of a tear or something.
Right.
But anyway, he was strong. He is strong.
So your point he's in good health, and he's still contracted has had very serious issues with
him. But I know that God had a hand in this. He's
yes.
bringing Dan back to help. I
Amen.
Know it. It's in my heart. I know it, and I thank him.
Miss Mary, does Dan know Jesus?
Yes.
He
I don't know if he goes is real good, but I'm assuming that he is.
Who is?
Amen.
Praise God for his grace.
Well, you know.
But I know what you mean. You don't know how much he's walking or how strongly he's practicing with the Father.
That's right.
But we're going to pray for that as well as his health.
We
praise God for a doting sister who loves her brother and is willing to pray. We need it. We need prayer, Miss Mary.
And
praise God.
I don't think people are taking this serious, this COVID serious. I've seen so many people in stores. I know I've been in stores, but at least I try to take that little bit of extra protection with the mask.
Yes, ma'am.
And I just, they're just not, they don't care.
It is
and
hard.
I just like to ask protection for all of my family and Danny's.
Amen. Amen. So protection
that,
as well.
That's what my request is.
Well?
If people only knew how this ravages a body, if they dialysis, you just wouldn't believe everything that they had to do to save his life. But God's got a hold of Dan. He's got a hold of him, and I know he's going to make him well.
Amen. Amen. Okay. Well, thank you so much. We're just honored that you braved doing a live phone call, even though you were nervous. I believe that you've blessed your brother in doing so. So excellent job pushing through. And you did great. And our Jesus hears and sees us, Miss Mary. So praise the Lord.
Yes, he sure does.
Thank you. We're looking forward to hearing a good report about our friend Dan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Give us a call back. Let us know. We'd like to hear.
Oh, I will.
Yes, ma'am.
I know he's going to be. Come back. I know it.
Your faith is encouraging.
Thank you for
being God. All right, Miss Mary. We'll talk to you soon.
Wonderful. Okay.
See
thank
you.
Bye.
Praise God. She knows.
All right. We
know.
Yeah, we have Miss Catherine. Sorry, Stephen.
No worries.
No, we have Miss Catherine calling from Georgia. How can we pray a praise with you today?
I would like to you all to pray for me. I'm a 79-year-old lady, and I have quite a few medical problems. One is I'm almost to lose all the sight in my right eye. I lost the sight in the left eye. So I'm praying and asking you all to pray that I can be able to keep a little light in there so I can be able to move around in the house. And I also have multiple myeloma, which is a bone cancer, and I'd like for you to pray for that also. And I got a granddaughter that's had two wrecks in the last month, which neither was her fault. But she's a young lady, and she don't know what to do, and lawyers and things won't help her. But, you know, they ain't not going to do right, no way. But,
yeah. Well, Miss Catherine, I hope we didn't lose you because I felt like you're right in the middle of speaking. But if can you hear me? All right. Miss Catherine, we're going to certainly lift up your family. I know that you probably cut out there, but we're going to lift your family up and certainly pray for you and your prayer requests for health and strength. And we just pray that God blesses you. And of course, you have us here at Let's Pray, your community, lifting you up. And so call us back sometime. Take care.
Amen. Amen. Jesus knows our needs and our requests. Friends, we're going straight back to the phone lines to our friend Kathleen calling in from Canada. Kathleen, welcome to Let's Pray. How can we pray for you today?
Hello. Good night.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing all right. How can we pray for you today?
I'm asking you to pray for a friend of mine, Nick, who is waiting for a liver transplant.
Did you say Annette?
Nick.
Nick, my apologies, Nick. For a liver transplant, Miss Kathleen, goodness sakes, that's a hard time waiting for that. How is Nick holding up during this time?
His spirit is very good. That is good for him.
That's a relief. That's a relief to hear. Well, we're going to be joining you guys in prayer during this time. How long has he been waiting? Do you mind if I ask?
It's been a few months so far, but he got some good news this evening, so hopefully he will get it soon.
Yes, I would cross my fingers, but I think I'd rather pray. So Let's Pray, family. Please lift up our friend Nick. He's waiting for a liver transplant. He's been waiting for a few months, and we're grateful, and I bet Nick is grateful for you, Miss Kathleen.
Yes.
For having a praying friend. So praise Jesus. Please let us know how things are progressing. We would love to continue to journey with Nick through this time.
I will.
We'll
and
talk
I
to
just
you soon.
Let you know.
Thank you.
You and Mario, I thank you for your ministry.
Yes,
I try to listen as often as I possibly can.
Praise the Lord. Thank you so much. We're so glad. Mario, I know you hear Miss Kathleen as she's saying hello to us too, friend.
Yeah, God bless you, Miss Kathleen. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us. Well, Susan, I'm going to go ahead to our phone lines to Brother Perry, and after that, we're going to have a word of prayer, I think. But Brother Perry, so good to hear from you. How can we pray a praise with you tonight?
Hey, how you doing? How you guys doing? Hope you're doing well.
Good.
Good. Good. Well, I have an issue right now with my mom and for my sister. They are not on speaking terms. It's been about 3 weeks now since my sister has called. And the issue is, actually, I'm a part of this problem. But the dilemma is that my mom is, like I said, she's 94. But the issue is that my mom doesn't really see what she says sometimes, and it hurts, you know, my sister's feelings sometimes.
Yes.
And but my sister and all of us honor our still honor our mom, but sometimes you can say things that will hurt or penetrate your heart that it hurts to the point, you know, where you just can't talk. And so, but just warning prayer that God will intervene in this issue. And because the enemy loves separation.
That's right.
And I can't allow that to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And so, just warning prayer for my mom and my sister.
All right. Well, Brother Perry, thank you so much for just highlighting this prayer request. I think that there are so many that are dealing with maybe a similar type of dynamic, just struggling to communicate with parents. Right. And it seems that it doesn't matter the age or the circumstance.
No, the enemy doesn't care. And, you know, we live in a time now that we have to come together and put that stuff aside and forgive.
That's right.
And look toward what's important.
Yeah, you know, that's right.
But wanted to let y'all guys know that, and season, hello.
Sure.
Hello, and y'all guys take care. I'll talk to you soon, let you know how this goes. Okay?
Yes, please do.
Thank you.
I will.
Yeah. Amen.
I sure will. All right, guys, have a great evening.
Talk to you later, brother.
Talk to you soon.
All right, man. All right.
Bye-bye.
Praying for Miss Dorothy and her daughter. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
It's an honor to pray for families and reconciliation, huh, Mario?
That's right. That's right.
All right.
All right. Well, I'll go ahead and start. Yeah. All right. Let's pray, family. Dear God, we are certainly grateful because it doesn't matter what our circumstances are. There is power when we come to you. And many of us, we're hearing prayer requests in various forms that just remind us of Hezekiah and his circumstance. Individuals have their face turned against the wall, to the wall, and they're crying out for you. And so, Lord, we have Miss Catherine, who's 79 years old. She's lost sight in one of her eyes and seems to be losing sight in another. Lord, and just dealing with a bone cancer, and also concerned about the rest of her family, specifically her granddaughter, who's been in two car wrecks, neither one of them being her fault. Lord, she needs to find or have a lawyer that cares, that this process would be a process, as grueling as it is, that would show signs that you are in the midst of it, so that her granddaughter may know that you're with her always. But Lord, we ask that you be with Miss Catherine, that you would touch her body. She is 79. She's made it through so much in her life, and she is still continuing to serve you and seek you. And so, Lord, we pray that you would touch her eyes. She said, I just want to keep a little light in my eyes so that I can see where I'm going. Lord, we just ask that you would honor that that you would honor that request, Lord, and that you would put your healing hand over her body concerning this bone cancer. At almost 80 years old, she survived so much of Earth's history and issues and potential diseases. Lord, we just ask that you would attend to her, God, that you would be the physician, that you would heal her in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just want to lift up Miss Mabel, who is praising you today. She's got 3+ aneurysms in her body, but she's praising you today because she doesn't have to have, at 85 years old, surgery on them. And that is a tremendous blessing. But we know that there are certain things that she's also going through that she has prayer requests for concerning herself and even her family. And certainly for the Medi, for Medi, her friend, who lost her husband to COVID-19. God, we just pray in the name of Jesus that you would bless Medi in a marked way, that she, that her oil would never run out, that she would see your hand providing for her in the midst of her loss, in the midst of the transitions that she will face, mourning her husband, I would imagine, of years. And so, Lord, we just pray that you would minister to her in the name of Jesus. And then, Father, we want to lift up Brother Perry, who is just concerned about the division between Miss Dorothy and his and her daughter and his sister. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we come against this division. We know that the enemy is truly the author of division. He started it in heaven, taking a third of the angels with him and pitting them against you, God. And so we come against it in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we ask that you would bring awareness to Miss Dorothy, even at 94, that you would prick her heart, help her to see how she's speaking to her daughter and how it's driving a wedge during crucial times. And I pray, Lord, that Perry will be able to call back with a praise report of reconciliation and restoration in that relationship. We thank you for hearing and answering this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Heavenly Father, I just want to continue this prayer on behalf of our friend Kathleen calling in from Florida. Lord, we thank you that folks have the opportunity to call in and that their voices and their requests can be heard. And Jesus, she's asking for prayer for her husband, Zaitis. Lord, 6 weeks he has been sick. You heard her express her concern on behalf of her husband, Heavenly Father. They are baffled. They don't know what's going on, Lord, but you do. And so, Father, we ask that you would indeed give the doctors and nurses and the folks that are caring for Zaitis wisdom and insight and some sort of direction to know how to treat him, Father. But you're not beyond asking that you could just completely heal him and that they don't need to know because you do. Father, your ways are above our ways. Jesus, you have altitude and your omniscience dictates, Father, that you know all. And so we thank you for the fact that you have your hand over Zaitis in the name of Jesus and that you are keenly aware of what his body needs in this time. And we ask that you would pray for him in the mighty name of, we ask that you would heal him in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we also lift up our friend Mary, who is covering her brother Dan. Lord, we ask that you would continue to help that trend where he's getting a little bit better to continue, Lord, that one day he would be completely healed from the virus that has ravaged, as she said, his body, Father, and that you would continue to bring him back to full health, Lord. Father, we ask for protection on behalf of Mary, for her entire family, as well as Dan's family, Lord. We ask that you would put angels round about them, Heavenly Father, Lord, as you see fit, that you would move on their behalves, and Lord, that no weapon formed against them would prosper in the name of Jesus. Also, Lord, on behalf of our friend Kathleen and her friend Nick, for the liver transplant that Nick is waiting for. Lord, thank you for giving Kathleen the insight, Lord, to ask for prayer on behalf of her friend, Lord. And we ask that you would find him a liver and that you would carry him through in the meantime, not just physically, Lord, but emotionally. She said his spirits are good, and that is a relief to my heart, Jesus. But Lord, we're asking that you would continue to draw him closer to you, Lord, that both Dan and Nick and Zaitis would know you, Father, and that they would have salvation in you, in the mighty name of Jesus, first and foremost, Lord, and then healing of his of their physical bodies in the name of Jesus as well. And Lord, for just a moment more, I would like to remember our friend Crystal from last week. She called in sobbing to the point that we only got a few things out of her request, but her 11-month-old son, her 11-month-old son, Noba, Jesus, was in the hospital still, dealing with the diagnosis of possible brain trauma. And Lord, the doctors were saying things that we would like to submit to you on behalf of them. We want to continue to pray for them in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, and ask that you would intervene on behalf of Noba. Heavenly Father, there's been so much trauma already in this family from this circumstance, Lord. Please minister to the 13-year-old who was watching over this dear child, Father, in the time frame where he was drowning. And Lord, we just ask that you would continue to be with them, to heal him, and to encourage mom in the meantime, Jesus. We pray that we would hear a good report, Father, but even if we don't hear it, we pray it would be there anyway. In the name of Jesus, amen, amen. All right.
Amen.
So friends, I'd like to go over to our Facebook community. You can find us at Let's Pray Live, and we have a vibrant online community. There are a lot of different ways you can find us: Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, all at Let's Pray Live. We broadcast there live every week. We're not just on the internet. We're also on places like Roku, DirecTV, Channel 368. Do you know, we're just trying to connect with you any way we possibly can, because who doesn't need prayer in the name of Jesus? Amen, family. So we're going over to a couple of requests. First, I'd like to say hi to our friends. Fatima says, good evening. And Annika says, hello, good evening, Mario and Season. Blessings from Antigua. We are saying blessings back to our family in Antigua. Christina says, please pray for Oregon. Yes, indeed. We will be lifting Oregon to the heavenly throne room. Also for our friend Lyra. How you doing, Lyra? It's nice to hear from you. Prayers for those in California and Oregon, as well as Washington State, please, for the path of the fires. Please pray for my friend Sheila, whose husband is very ill. I spoke with a friend of mine, Ramona, this week, and my brother-in-law. Last week, we prayed for them because of the fires, and those are in Washington State also. So the entire Northwest in that area, that tri-state area. Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, Canada, our good friend Cheryl, how you doing? She says, pray for my friend Allie in Oregon about the fires. She had to evacuate yesterday. Yes, there is a lot of that going on. Claudia says, hello. I'm asking for prayers for my son Isaac. He needs God at this moment, having a very hard time. Miss Claudia, I saw your prayer request in Messenger today as well. I'm glad we're having a chance to read it here as well. When your Facebook Messenger, when your messages come to us in Messenger, I'm not always sure to read those online, so I tend to opt not to, because they're sent privately. So I'm glad we get a chance to pray for your son Isaac on air as well, in the name of Jesus, Miss Claudia. Annika says, I have a praise report. I would just like to thank the Let's Pray community for praying for me, as I had to change management certification course exam. I did the exam on Saturday evening. I was successful. I got a score of 95%. Praise to God. And you know, there are so many people going back into school right now, especially our young people. And there are friends. I just spoke with a friend today who's been studying and studying and studying, and she just is praying for fortitude for her and her study group to continue. There are so many people looking at delayed hopes deferred, tests and certifications and graduations, and so many different things pertaining to education, that we just want to remember those who are students in our community, that the Lord would give them all that they need to go through what they're having. And we're praising Jesus for you, Annika. Thank you for letting us know. We're excited for you. We're celebrating that 95% with you. And Dorcia says, please pray for me that I will have a closer relationship with God. I'm just going to say amen, Miss Dorcia. Also from Mary, she says, I have an unspoken, simple, and Jesus knows exactly what that is. And I'm grateful for his ultimate omniscience. I think that's just the word that keeps coming to mind, for him being all powerful. In the name of Jesus. So, friends, we've also got a request from Nicola, Bonnie, Emmy, for Karen, Espina, and Jacqueline, Titus, Olive, Cynthia, and Lilette. We see you guys. We will be lifting you guys up in just a moment. Mario?
All right. Listen, I want to take time to just honor Miss Linda, who's calling from Texas. Miss Linda, how can we pray our praise with you? And thank you so much for waiting.
Thank you so very much. It's an honor, and I give God praise and glory. I want you all to touch and agree that God will give my son Horace favor. He was laid off his job on the 28th of February, and he's been going for interviews. And I just pray that God would send him to the right company, that he would get the glory out of the work that he does. And I ask you all prayer for that in Jesus' name. And also for my grandson, who is away in Milliken State University in Decatur, Illinois, that God would cover him with his blood, and that he would give him the wisdom that he needs, and order his footsteps, and surround him with Christian brothers and sisters that will continuously encourage him and as he walk in the Lord. That's my prayer.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Miss Linda, we will certainly lift those two up. Your son's first name again, please.
His name is Horace, H-O-R-A-C-E.
Okay. All right. And your grandson's first name?
His name, we call him Lil Horace.
Okay. All right. Yes. Well, we will certainly lift those two up. Much love.
Thank you so very
much.
Take
care.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right, Mario. Would you mind praying? And then I'll cover the Facebook, and then we will say good evening.
All right, let's pray, family. Lord, we thank you for Miss Linda. We thank you for her patience as she waited for us. We just pray, Lord, that you'll be with her son, Horace, who was just laid off, God, that you would provide him with employment, not just doing something, but that he would be productive in something that he enjoys and loves, and that he would have favor. And for her grandson, who is away in college, Lord, that he would seek your face, that he would have success, and that he would attribute that success to you, and that he would find his way in life. And thank you so much for their family. In Jesus' name, amen.
Heavenly Father, you heard the social media requests, and we thank you, Lord, at this time that you are a God who moves and a God who sees. Father, we pray for your power, for your might, for your presence, for your healing, for your salvation, for each one of the requests, Lord. We know that you've tailor-made something beautiful for them. So thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Friends, our promise of the day is in Revelation 3:20. I will be brief. However, the word deserves to be heard. Here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with that person and they with me. What else is there to say? Come to the Jesus who stands at the door pursuing us and wants to be with us. Praise God.
That's right. That's right. Turn your face may be turned to the wall, but like Hezekiah, we pray that you will utilize that connection of prayer with God, and that you would make your request known to him, because he hears us. Amen. And not only that, but he can do something about it. Isn't he a good God?
He is, friends. And we are so glad that you've joined us for this powerful time of prayer. Join us next week as we continue our look at King Hezekiah's prayer through our series, The Prayers of the Righteous.
And of course, you can find us on social media at Let's Pray Live. And we go live each Wednesday. We love you guys. Prayer partners are standing by. And remember, Let's Pray is the place where you don't have to pray alone. Take care.